This is a story called Dear Father, This is the Place Where the Christmas Elves Create Merriment, or Perhaps Not. This is not a story about the time a squirrel above the fireplace almost attacked my father on Christmas Eve. It's not about the time I addressed as a Krampus in an ill-conceived attempt to deliver Christmas gifts to my oldest friend at 3 on Christmas morning. It's not even about the time I learned that animals do indeed have the power of speech at midnight on Christmas, but only in a particularly archaic form of Finnish. I do not speak any kind of Finnish, and so this was less a miracle and more a source of confusion for both the animals and for me. This is also certainly not a story about the time I wrote about the squirrel attack after shotgunning a can of Four Loko. We're talking original formula Four Loko here, not the swill currently being sold under that name. It was for a reading series wherein everyone had to write about something under certain conditions, and the winner received a pie. My condition was drinking a Four Loko and writing about awkward Christmas memories. I did so, oh yes, I did not win a pie. It looked delicious. It's absolutely not a story about the time the front yard of my parents' house was suddenly full of reindeer. I looked out one night at about 11 and boom, reindeer, dozens of them. A strange sight for suburban New Jersey, let me tell you. They weren't grazing on the lawn or anything, they were just standing there, watching the street like they were waiting for something to arrive. After a little while I got bored of the weird majesty of the whole thing, and I went to get some eggnog and bourbon, and by the time I got back to the window, they were gone. Let me tell you, this is not a story about the time I found the family stockings hanging by the fire, all full of monopods. You know, monopods, like in ancient Greek literature. Human-like monsters with one leg. Pliny the Elder, all those guys, they wrote about them, trust me. Monopods. Also, all of the monopods were dead. There were just these dead bodies of mythological ancient Greek creatures hanging in the family stocking by the roaring fire. So, I mean, I buried them in my parents' backyard while the rest of the family was at church. I spent the next couple of years worried that the dogs would dig them up. Come to think of it, maybe that's what the dogs were saying to me in Finnish. Hey, what's with all the decomposing monster bodies out back? That's pretty weird. This might be a story about the time I got an artificial tree at a dollar store, and I plugged it in and it started reciting coordinates in binary. But it might not. This might be a story about the time I got into a fistfight with a guy who was handing out pamphlets that Santa Claus actually lived inside the hollow earth with an army of gremlins and centaurs by his side. Maybe not, though. This might even be a story about the time I stared out into the night and wondered, but what's the Krampus to the Krampus? And I scared myself so much I turned all the lights on and drank black coffee at 3 in the morning and just stared at the light of the Christmas tree, hoping there wouldn't be a sound of knocking at the door in chains and some demonic tongue engaged in tormenting the German language. But if I'm going to be honest, it isn't about any of these things. Christmas just isn't a very exciting time of year for me. You always end up wishing a little something more would happen.